Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 15th episode of the Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. I'm Justin, and this week we will discuss some Steelers football against the Cowboys, college football, NASCAR Camp and Roll Truck Series at Phoenix, the Xfinity Series at Phoenix, and the NASCAR Sprint Cup Racing at Phoenix. Thank you, listeners, for your continued support, and we hope you continue to enjoy and share us with your friends. You can reach us at masondixonsportspodcast@gmail.com, message us on Twitter at @MaceDixSportsPod, or find us on Facebook at Mason Dixon Sports Podcast.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah!
Gotta get their fast shot.
Yeah!
So we'll start with Steelers football against the Dallas Cowboys. Ladarius Green will dress for the first time as a Steeler. Steelers would attempt 2-point conversions on all their touchdown scores. None were successful. If they would have worked, it would have been a good plan. And they probably would have won if they would have scored them all. Unfortunately, they missed four of them and put themselves out of 4 points that would have tied the game. Ben would throw 37 for 46 for 408 yards and 3 touchdowns. Le'Veon Bell would rush 17 times for 57 yards and have 9 catches for 77 yards and a receiving touchdown. AB would have 14 catches for 154 yards and a touchdown. Eli Rogers would have 4 catches for 42 yards and a touchdown. With that loss, they have now lost 3 in a row. Currently sit 4-5. This week they play the Cleveland Browns, which historically we would say it would be a win, but how this team doesn't want to play against bad competition, for all we know, next week when we talk, it'll be 4-6. So, moving on to college football. Once again, all the rankings are in the college football playoff rankings. So, number 10, Penn State would win 45-31 against Indiana. Number 5 ranked Ohio State would beat Maryland 62-3. That was just a blowout, a beating. Number 14, West Virginia University would outlast Texas, winning 24-20. Number 1 ranked Alabama would roll against Mississippi State 51-3. Notre Dame would win big against Army 44-6.
On the ball. Good job.
So we'll move on to upsets, and there are plenty of them this week. So we'll start with Pitt would upset number 2 ranked Clemson 43-42. With that win, Pitt is now bowl eligible. Duke would win against number 17th North Carolina 28-27. Georgia would beat number 9th Auburn 13-7. Georgia Tech would win against number 14th Virginia Tech 30-20. USC would win against number 4 Washington. Iowa would win with a field goal against number 3 Michigan 14-13. Old Miss would win against the number 8th Texas A&M 29-28. So moving on to NASCAR. Friday night, the Camp and Roll Truck Series would race at Phoenix Speedway. First place would be Daniel Suarez. Second place, Johnny Sauter. Third place, Matt Crafton. William Barron would blow an engine. 10 laps to go. He was leading at the time. The engine failure would put him out of the chase finale. So speaking of the chase finale, next week at Homestead for the trucks is going to be Johnny Sauter, Matt Crafton, Christopher Bell, and Timothy Peters are all in the running for the championship at Homestead. The truck race had 9 cautions. Moving on to the NASCAR Xfinity Series at Phoenix Speedway on Saturday night. Bubba Wallace was racing Saturday night in honor of his grandmother. Unfortunately, he would get bumped into the wall late in the race to take him out of the race and the chase. First place would go to Kyle Busch. Second place to Austin Dillon. Third place to Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Once again, Cup regulars sweep the top three. So for their chase finale, Elliott Seidler, Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones, and Justin Allgaier will advance to compete for the championship at Homestead. However, Elliott Seidler will be without his crew chief due to a lug nut violation. That violation was two of the lug nuts on the right rear were loose. NASCAR passed the rule this year that they check all lug nuts, and if there's issues, if it's one lug nut, they normally get fined. Two, like we're seeing here, the crew chief will get suspended for a race. If it would have been more than two, he would have been in trouble of making the chase. So, moving on to the Sprint Cup race at Phoenix on Sunday. First place went to Joey Logano, second place to Kyle Busch, third place to Kyle Larson. Matt Kenseth had the lead on the first green-white checker attempt. However, he and Alex Bowman made contact and Kenseth went into the wall and his race and championship chances. Alex Bowman looked good all day, had the car to beat. However, finished sixth through the accident. He is looking for a ride in 2017, and I feel he will be up in the Premier Division. So, moving into Homestead next week, it'll be Joey Logano, Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, and Kyle Busch all having a chance for the 2016 Sprint Cup Championship. Their race had 9 cautions. So we'll move on to Silly Season. Austin Cindric will compete full-time in 2017 driving the Brad Keselowski Racing truck. Cindric has 5 truck races under his belt, and he drove ARCA and K&N East Series in 2016. Brian Scott, driver of the number 44 Richard Petty Racing Ford, is going to retire after the season. Petty plans to fill the car next year, but has no announcement for a driver at this time. Also, rumor is that Monster Energy is one of the leading sponsors to take over for Sprint next year for the Premier Division. Personally, I wouldn't mind seeing Monster to a sponsorship. I just don't know how that would work for the video games. That they would put out. Reason being with that is, if any of you guys have played NASCAR Heat or in the past played the NASCAR games on the computer or the NASCAR games when EA had it, energy drinks, the alcoholic beverages, stuff like that, they take out due to ratings. Obviously alcohol, due to the game being, normally it's either E for everyone or 13 and up. The energy drinks is something I guess they banned more recent due to the health risk, which I understand, even though I live off Monster. But hopefully, before beginning next year, but hopefully by the end of this week they'll have the announcement at the championship. So speaking of championships, Jennerstown Speedway had their awards banquet on Friday night. I did see some pictures. I believe it was a nice affair. So, congratulations to all the drivers that won or finished in the top 10 in those divisions. And hope to see you guys next year on the at the track. And I know we're still waiting to see the rules to see if Adam and or Jason will be racing at Jennerstown. We will definitely keep you updated on that. But I think that's all I have for sports. So once again, you can follow the podcast at Twitter at Mace Dix Sports Pod, on Facebook at Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. You can email us at MasonDixonSportsPodcast@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, Snapchat, Xbox Live at Boost4608. But until next week, see you out there.